Saturday in the Glass House at 8 o'clock. We're having a Raise the Roof campaign meeting. If you can see the housing situation here in Sligo, there's well over 2,000 people who are officially on the housing list, and some of them for well over a decade. We have thousands of derelict homes in Sligo Town, Sligo County. None of these are being used, and there's a lot of working people and young families who are being forced to leave their hometowns, who can't stay here, but can't get a place to rent. If you look at the average rent here in Sligo, it's gone well above €1,200 a month, and that's why the housing assistance payment scheme hasn't kept pace with that. And also other situations where we see emergency housing, the response isn't good enough. We see the PPP, the 63 homes down in the back of Strand Hill, that hasn't been done and thereafter been stopped. So it's absolutely disgraceful.
The campaign is obviously demanding action as it relates to those various local issues that you've raised, Councillor O'Boyle. But how can the government realistically double the delivery of housing, not just in Sligo, but nationwide, in order to try and eradicate this crisis?
Well, let's be honest, there's an absolute over-reliance on the private market. We should be able to build social and affordable homes. There's no point in saying an affordable house is 250 or 300,000, because it doesn't be affordable for anybody. You know, a £300,000 home is out of reach for teachers, nurses, hospitality worker. You need real affordable homes which are linked to incomes, rents, public housing on public land, and not lies. And if you look at it, you heard the minister come out that we're going to be reaching nearly 5,000 homeless children alone. That's absolutely shocking to be able to say that as the Minister for Housing. But after having failed policy after failed policy from Fine Gael to Fianna Fáil for the last 10, 15 years, and like they might say, HAP and all that, HAP isn't housing, it's a handout to landlords. And people can't even find anywhere to rent with HAP. And I think we had enough of the press releases. I think it's homes we need and not headlines.
And in terms of the public meeting, obviously it does what it says in the tin. Everybody's invited. Does that include government representatives potentially? Would they be welcome at this public meeting?
Well, I'm sure to be welcome. You have to see what they're doing in the Doltress, which is obviously nothing. Things are getting worse. I haven't heard sight nor light out of Tregaron for the last couple of months since they got in. So hopefully at some stage they can put their teeth behind the wheel and do a bit of work for the people of Sligo.